wonderfully lazy here, isn't it, Marge? Just watching the breakers come rolling in.
Yes, Ricky.
Happy, Marge?
Of course I am. Aren't we together?
Darling. You really do love me, Marge?
Of course I do.
You're not disappointed in me?
Not a bit. You're just what I always pictured my ideal man would be like.
And the moment I saw you coming out of the surf like a mermaid in a crimson bathing suit, I thought...
Yes, Ricky?
Well, I took one look at you, your lovely blue eyes, raven black hair, and ruby lips, and I said, here's my dream girl.
Oh, Ricky.
Our radio play for this week, Dream Girl, is a dramatization based on a story entitled, Did He Marry a Twin or Didn't He? This story will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Vacation is over for Ricky Allen. He arrives home just in time for dinner. His mother waits until he finally puts his knife and fork aside before asking the questions that have been on the tip of her tongue.
Gosh, that was a swell meal, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Ricky. Have another piece of gingerbread?
Oh, I couldn't possibly. I'm filled up to here. I'll just finish my coffee.
Now then, tell me all about her.
Oh, Marge?
Yes, the girl you met at the seashore. Is she pretty?
More than that. She's beautiful.
Well, when are you going to bring her over so I can meet her?
I'm afraid that's going to be impossible, Mom. You see, we've agreed never to see each other again.
Oh, Ricky, you've quarreled?
Yes. Everything's over between us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you'd met the girl who was to be your wife.
So did I, Mom. You'd have been crazy about it, too. But we just couldn't agree about something, so we split up.
Well, perhaps it's only a lover's quarrel, son. You'll get together again after this is cooled off. I know. Your father and I parted forever, no less than a dozen times before we were married.
Nope. This is forever and ever.
I'll answer the door. You stay here and finish your coffee.
Yes?
Good evening. Is this the Allen home?
Yes. Won't you step in?
Yes.
Go right into the parlor. Ricky. A young lady to see you.
Oh, who is it?
I don't know. I never saw her before. She's in the parlor.
Thanks. Oh, is she good looking, Mom?
Very. I think you'd say she's a knockout.
Well, I'll go see for myself. And if...
Oh, well, it's Marjorie.
Hello, Marge. Gosh, I'm glad to see you.
Well, so this is Ricky. I'm glad to meet you. I've heard a lot about Ricky.
Hey, what kind of an act is this, Marge?
It's no act. You see, I'm not Margie. I'm her sister, Elsie.
I could have sworn you were Marge.
You're not the only one, Ricky. You see, Margie and I are twins. Everybody at home gets us mixed up, too.
Well, Marge never told me she had a twin sister.
Well, she told me all about you. That's why I've come here. Say, where's Margie now?
Well, I haven't seen her since she left the seashore. Isn't she at a rooming house?
No, I've been there. The landlady said she came back and packed up her things and moved out without leaving any forwarding address.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's like Margie. She's terribly impulsive. She'll drop a line home telling the folks where she is one of these days. But I just thought you might know where I could find her.
Well, I wish I could, Elsie. But Marge and I broke up the day before yesterday, and I just got home tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So Margie wrote me. I thought you were coming into the family. Well, I won't keep you. I'll be going now. Sorry to have troubled you.
No trouble at all. It's a pleasure. Just let me get my hat, and I'll see you home.
Oh, I'm not going home now that I can't locate Margie. I think I'll go to a movie.
Well, then let me take you to the movie.
All right.
I'm sure glad to meet you, Elsie.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, too.
I think you and I are going to get along just fine. Mrs. Allen's not here just now. Who's calling? Oh. Well, you see, my wife works during the day. She ought to be home any time now. Yeah, I'll tell her.
Hello, Ricky.
Marjorie.
Is Elsie home?
Why, Marjorie, where did you come from?
I just got back to town. Well, aren't you going to ask me in?
Why, sure thing. Come on in. I'm expecting Elsie any time now. She'll be glad to see you, Marge.
Say, you've got a nice home here, Ricky. I'll bet Elsie's very happy in it.
Well, I don't know about that, Marge. She's not here very much.
Oh?
You see, about a week after we were married, Elsie got a job downtown at a department store. I guess she got lonesome staying here all by herself.
Oh, that sounds just like Elsie. She never was one for the domestic life.
So I've learned. But say, I never saw twins look so much alike as you and Elsie. Oh, can I get you a drink, Marge?
Thanks.
Scotch and soda, I remember.
You haven't forgotten, have you?
Nope. And there's lots of things I haven't forgotten besides what you like to drink.
Honest, Ricky?
Honest, Marge. Here's your drink. Well, happy days.
Past or future?
Marge, you mean you still...
Yes, Ricky. I still love you. Even if you are married to my sister Elsie.
And you're still my dream girl, Marge.
Am I?
Oh, I thought I could forget you, but I couldn't. I married your sister because she looked so much like you, I guess.
I was a fool to have quarreled with you, Ricky. I knew that the minute we parted, but I've got so darn much pride that I just couldn't take the first step to meet up.
Well, I would have made the first step myself, but I didn't know where you'd move to.
I just learned from home that Elsie was married to you and living here. So I thought I'd drop in and see Elsie.
I'm glad you did, Marge. I'm still crazy about you.
Are you, Ricky? Are you?
I'll say I am. Elsie takes this job of hers too seriously for me. I hardly ever see her anymore. She comes home late from work and goes right to bed. She says she's too tired to go anyplace.
And you like a good time. I know you, Ricky.
Well, a fellow's got to have a little fun out of life.
I still like to have some, Ricky.
Say, what's the matter with you and me having dinner tonight?
Oh, well, not tonight. I've got a date. But tomorrow night?
Sure, Marge. Elsie's leaving on her vacation in the morning. She doesn't know it yet, but she's going alone.
Oh, then...
Marge, here's happy days. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Happy, Marge?
Of course I am. Aren't we together?
You really do love me, Marge?
Of course I do. You're sure you love me?
Love you? Why, Marge, you're... Listen to this song.
You're my ideal, perfect ideal. Nobody else, dear, has your sweet appeal. When you are near, you are my sunshine, you're my ideal.
That's how much you mean to me.
And you do anything to make me happy?
You bet I would.
Then let me have $100.
$100?
Yes.
Why, I've just let you have $50 not 2 weeks ago.
But I need another $100 now.
Well, I'm sorry, Marge, but I can't spare it just now.
I think you can, Ricky. Elsie gets home from her vacation tomorrow. Isn't your marital happiness worth $100?
Marge, you're just joking. You wouldn't say anything to Elsie about our seeing each other.
Not if I get the money.
Do you know what this is? It's a blackmail.
Some people might call it that, but they'll never get the chance because they're never going to care about this little loan.
I haven't got $100 to give you, I tell you.
Well, in that case, I've got a nice little story to tell my sister Elsie about how her husband has been making love to me behind her back.
Oh, now listen, Marge, be reasonable, will you?
I will be if you will. And the price is $100.
Look here. I haven't got that much. After I pay the dinner check, I'll have exactly $20 left. I'll give you that much, and that's all you're ever going to get from me. I mean that, and you can take it or leave it. Here's the 20.
All right. I'll take it. Better than nothing.
Wait a minute. Before you pick up the money, I want you to sign this little receipt. Received of Ricky Allen, the sum of $20, in consideration of which I hereby agree not to molest him or his wife at any time Now or in the future. Sign that, Marjorie.
All right. There.
Now get out of here and don't ever let me see you again.
Ricky, are you going to sit there and let your mother call me a liar?
Mom didn't call you any such thing, Elsie.
Well, she might just as well have.
All I said was that when you came here 3 hours ago under the influence of liquor, you told me you were Marjorie, and that you'd been engaged to my son before he married your twin sister, Elsie.
Well, wasn't Ricky engaged to Marge before he married me? I must have been thinking about that when I was having those highballs. If you want to know the truth, I think your son is still in love with Marge. He's never been in love with me.
Oh, why do you say that, Elsie?
It's true, isn't it? You didn't want to come away with me on my vacation. You didn't care enough about me. Oh, I've thought about that a lot.
Yeah, well, you couldn't have cared much for me, Elsie, to have taken a job a week after we were married. If there's any rift between us, you started it.
Is that so? I took the job because I realized that all you married me for was because I look like my sister, Marjorie.
Oh, what gave you that idea? I never said so, did I?
It's true. You married me still in love with my twin sister, and you can't deny it.
If it were true, how could you prove it?
By bringing Marge here.
I don't think you can do that.
Why not?
Because there isn't any Marjorie.
Oh, isn't there? We'll soon see about that. I'll take you to her.
Very well. Shall we start right now? I'm ready.
She won't be at home yet. I'll take you later.
I don't think you'll take us later or any other time. Ricky, this girl has been pulling the wool over your eyes. She's both Marjorie and Elsie.
You'll have to prove that.
I think I can.
How, Mom?
Well, in her pocketbook, I found this.
Why, you snooping
old... Elsie!
Well, what would you call somebody who went through your pocketbook?
Why, this is the receipt signed by Marjorie.
Sure.
Well, how did you get this?
Marjorie gave it to me after I came back from my vacation. I was going to keep that until the proper time. I guess my lawyer will consider it as evidence for divorce.
The divorce won't be based on that receipt, my girl. I've obtained better evidence than that.
What are you talking about?
Well, what did you find out, Mom?
Ricky, long before you spoke to me about your suspicions, I had my own about this young lady. One day I followed her from your home.
Why, you old...
Shut up, you... Go on, Mom.
She went downtown and met a man. They went to a theater.
Don't you believe
I went in behind them. I heard her laughing with him about how the scheme was working. And she said the time was almost right to pull the shakedown.
You lie. Don't you believe her, Ricky? She's lying.
I knew you'd say that. So I found out who the man was. Just a moment. Will you come in, please?
Sure, lady.
Oh, my God. Joe!
Oh, baby. Kind of run out on me, eh?
Tell my son who this girl is, please.
Yeah, you bet, lady. This is Marjorie Elsie Dugan, the best femme shill in the racket. But you got to keep your eye on her.
Thank you. And now, I think both of you can leave.
Come on, baby. You and me's got something to settle.
Oh, now listen, Joe. I can explain everything. Really, I can.
Gosh, Mom. Police headquarters certainly ought to get you signed up. That was a darn smooth piece of detective work.
Mm-hmm. Is it just common sense, Ricky? And let me give you a piece of advice, son. Next time you find your dream girl, be sure she isn't twins.
This radio play to which you have just listened was taken from an amazing story of deception entitled, Did He Marry a Twin or Didn't He? This story appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.
Thank you. Here, Jenny, give me that gun.
Let go of me, Edgar. Do you hear?
Give me that gun.
I'll do no such thing. Let go of me.
Let go of you. I'll smash your...
Oh! Why, you...
Jenny, you shot me. Help! Help! Jenny, you've killed me.
Yes,